devil ain't gonna shut my mouth.
No, he's not. Praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name.
Even in the storms, even when the devil is on the prowl,
you've got to praise Ahaya.
Because he's always out there. So you've got to
praise Ahaya
through Yeshaya.
Praise his blessed name.
Even in the good times,
even in the bad times,
we've got to praise Ahaya. Because he is with us. He said he'd never leave us. And he's never left us or forsaken us.
That's right. Praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. We got to praise his blessed name, like she started out. The devil ain't going to steal her blessing.
The devil can't have our blessings. He doesn't have the right.
No, he doesn't.
Because our house seeks Ahaya
every day.
And you've got to repent and pray.
Repent and pray and praise Ahaya today.
And seek the kingdom.
Seek the kingdom and his righteousness.
And then all these other things
will be given to you. If you seek him, if you seek him.
And you seek him first in everything.
So we praise Ahaya
through Yeshaya.
Praise his blessed name. Praise his blessed name.
Ahaya has so much love.
He sure does. He loved you enough, he sent his only son.
And there's no other love like his son.
That's right, because he gave his life for us so that we could make the kingdom.
Praise Ahaya, Shalom.
Praise Ahaya and Shalom, wow. Everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise.
That's right. This is the day that Ahaya truly has made. And we just give all praises to Ahaya through Yeshaya. Ahaya is Almighty Father God.
That's right.
And he is the God above all gods. There is no other God above him.
That's right.
He is the I am that I am. And no matter what the old devil tries to do,
he will not prevail.
He won't. And no matter what you have to do to seek the kingdom, Ahaya will make sure that you do that.
Yes, he will.
If you're truly seeking the kingdom.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, the battle is real.
And it sure is.
Lots of different transitions and changes going on.
And yes, it is.
If you keep the whole armor on, you'll make it through. And the whole armor is what?
Ephesians,
the word, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Ephesians 6. It's,
but it is Ephesians 6. But really, basically, all in all, it's the whole word.
Yeah.
From front to back. And all the missing books that you can find.
It is.
Seek it.
Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and the salvation, and the word of Ahaya.
Because James and I are just like you all out there. Just because we're called and chosen, so are you all, many of you.
Yeah.
And the name of Evangelist was given by Almighty Father Ahaya to me. I believe, before James. And then after James and I met, he knew he was an evangelist called and chosen.
Well, before that, I was known as a watchman.
And we are, you know, many other, you know, we're not just evangelists.
That's right.
We don't want to have a title, really.
No.
That's, you know, why that we don't really put evangelists before our name. We don't do it. We put it after.
Well, on Facebook, the two evangelists.
But it's still not evangelists, James and Louise. It's just the two evangelists. So, but anyway, we're called and chosen by the Most High. And so are you all from years ago.
Yeah.
If you follow and believe, you'll learn.
And we're with Scriptures Across the World and Watchman Street Ministry. Here on Repent Radio on Spotify for podcasters.
And you all can also go back into the archives on there, huh?
Yeah.
And listen to all of them.
Yes, you can. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And that number is 407-476-7163.
And it's available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And you can call or text.
And it has been here for years, that number.
We love when y'all call in, and we love when you text.
Yes, we do, and
probably Ahiah loves it more, though, because it says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
And my beautiful wife, she's the best cook there is. Just
we're learning, and we've been through a rough battle out here, y'all. Me and James, we've had our own personal little things, but we're learning to deal, and, you know, we're learning how to turn to Ahiah through the word.
And everything,
you know, for everything. And so we're learning that, you know, faith. Wow, we're learning a lot about faith and forgiveness and repentance and baptism. And the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit are very important.
Yes,
I'm
they
being
are.
Led to study on those. But the battle is real, you know, but when you've got this whole armor from, you know, from Ephesians 6, and you apply that, and you really seek in the kingdom, you'll be all right.
Yes, you will.
Ahiah will make a way. He'll heal all your sicknesses, all your diseases. If you've got anxiety, ADHD, all kinds of stuff. I'm believing for my right eye. There's something that's caused a cloud on my right eye. And so I'm believing that my right eye will be healed in the mighty name of Yeshua.
And I'm believing that some things that are wrong with me.
A personal issue that James has. It's a personal issue. And we know it's going to be healed. We've been believing. But the devil likes to rob us of the word. I'm telling you, he'll rob you of the word and of time. Okay?
Yes,
we've got
will.
Two platforms that we can broadcast from. One is Mixler. We pay for that every month. It's not free. We haven't even made a Mixler broadcast in a month.
No, it's been about a week. Week and a half, something like that.
It feels like a month. One broadcast.
Well, the last
so
anchor
I'm starving.
Was just,
what I'm saying, when I'm not getting the word, and see, this is not just for this out here in the world.
No, it's for all of
it's
us.
It's for me.
And
it's for you.
Yeah.
If we're not studying, to show ourselves approved, how can we find the kingdom?
That's right. So we're going to...
And it is within us. But there is a heavenly kingdom that's coming down out of heaven into Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Does it say into Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven?
Yeah, new Jerusalem. After, you know, and then...
So, I want to be adorned and ready. I want to be there. I want to be in that number.
Keep us in prayer. There's been warfare big time.
I want to be in that number. And no matter what you have to do, you gonna do what you have to. If
That's
it be
right.
You separate in order to get to the kingdom, then that's what you have to do.
That's right.
Because your salvation, and if that person that you're with is not seeking the kingdom like you are, you better leave.
That's right.
You better leave. And that's in here in this, my own life.
That's true.
You know?
Our lives, yeah.
Things can cause difficulties, but we're overcomers.
How? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
And the only way we'll make it is living righteously, keeping the commandments. And loving one another.
As That's right.
Yeshua loved us. And in order to do that, you've got to know what the fruits of the Spirit is. The gifts of the Spirit. The whole armor. The prayer in Matthew. You know, John.
Yeah. And the...
You can tell I was wound up. Because it's got to come out. And when it does,
Ephesians 6, verse 10.
Needs to come out every day.
Yes, it does. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Ahaya and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Ahaya, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Ahaya.
That's the only way.
That ye may be able to.
Let's hear what that whole armor is right here.
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and
done,
having done all
yes.
to stand.
Stand.
Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
Okay, so let's look at this. What does that mean? Having your loins girt about with truth.
A few scriptures will say belt of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So what
so
would you
where
girt
are your
around?
Loins? Though, what are they? What are the loins?
Some would say the private part, just about. Like,
yes. You're going to keep that girded up. Because you don't want nobody to get in there that's not supposed to be.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
We're teaching.
And your feet shod with the preparation
of
the
gospel
of peace.
Okay.
That's why we say truth, righteousness, and peace. This is the armor.
So how do we have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? We've talked about how, you know, you keep your loins girt up. How you do that is stay in the truth.
Yep.
Stay in the word and seek and knock.
And your breastplate, the righteousness.
But what was that next one?
Your feet shod
yes.
with the preparation.
So how
of
do
the
we
gospel.
Do that?
getting studying and then going and telling people about the gospel, because that is peace. Whether it's peace.
I feel like I'm starving if I don't get to. It's like a fire shut up in my bones, you know, just like scriptures say. And we could read that when we're done here on the Ephesians 6. But anyway, you know, we got to get this out there.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
All the fiery darts, all of them. By what? Taking the shield of faith.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the shield of faith? What is
faith?
That? What's the shield of faith?
Believing, trusting,
knowing. Don't waver. Stay on the straight and the narrow.
Having hope.
Believe. Don't waver.
That's right.
Faith.
And take
in the
helmet.
Things that you don't see.
That's right. Because if you see it, it ain't whether, how is it faith?
It will come.
How is it faith, and how can you hope for something that you see? That's why they say
hope
is
the things hoped for.
Yeah, the evidence not
seen. Things not seen.
So if you see it, then how do you hope for it? If it's
right
there, I mean, already.
And with James and I being full-time evangelists, and, you know, I have a retirement already, and James didn't, that's been tough, too. So, you know, in yourself, in any marriage, that if you've got a short in your finances, that in itself can cause trouble, especially if you're not rooted and grounded in Ahaya.
That's right.
Or whoever the high, most high is. You know,
so we're hearing from people about this. And the thing about
it. Grounded in the word. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You know what the word is. You know the truth. You don't listen to what people say.
That's right. So that's what we're trying to let them know. You know that.
Right.
Okay.
But it's hard.
When you're evangelist,
it's not easy.
You know, according to the scriptures, they were given everything they had.
Yeah.
And what? Living off of nothing, I guess, because of the... they sold their property, sold their land, and gave
everything.
It to the apostles' feet. I mean, and then in the Old Testament would... I guess, because they paid 10%. But the New Testament, Yeshua says, if you don't forsake all that you have, you cannot be my disciple. That's in Luke 14, verse 33.
That's right. I mean, we're just telling you what the scriptures say.
And when we're full-time evangelist, we're out preaching.
And it's tough out there sometimes, but Ahaya gets us through.
Yeah.
I mean, and it will be worth it.
Yes, it will.
I mean, we have to do without sometimes material things on this earth, but he says, don't lay it up here anyway.
That's
if
what he said.
We give thanks for our daily bread.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 6.
And we're just here to tell you all that we've all been lied to also. All of us. And we're just teaching what we know to be the truth and unlearning lies.
Verse 24, Matthew 6. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Ahaya and Mammon. And if you look up what Mammon is, it's money.
Yeah.
Though we do need But do we really, like they said, no, because...
You don't really, if man, you know, because, I mean, when there was the fall, the devil come in the God of this world, and created, made a lot of things, you know, and like the airplane and the cars and, you know.
Yeah. What's going to happen when an EMP attack happens?
Need, no, because you could have made it off the land if everybody would have done like they should, but then they got the Deuteronomy 28 curses. Yeah. Why?
Because they wouldn't follow the word.
And so it was upon the third and the fourth generation. And we're a part of that.
Yeah.
The curses. So.
Yeah, if you're an Israelite, you would be under those. But the others, they're not under the curses if they're not Israelites because.
If they repent, you know, they're not too. I mean, right?
Right. If you're an Israelite and you repent.
Well, if you're not, even. I mean, everybody's got to repent.
That's right, to make the kingdom.
And I don't believe it's about, I believe that everybody, you know, they got to repent. And we're all from the bloodline. Ahiah made us all.
Yes, he did.
So, some of that stuff they write about, you know, they kind of got wrote up there in the Roman word.
Well... The Romans wouldn't want it to where the only ones able to go would be the Israelites, so
yeah,
you'd have to think that they may have changed some of the stuff, but
exactly
what I'm trying to say is, okay, let's go back here. We were... discussing here about
the whole armor.
The whole armor. But salvation through Yeshua is open for anybody who repents and keeps the commandments.
Uh-huh. And we believe
actually the commandments were only given to the Israelites to begin.
What?
Are you ready to trash bag?
No, why?
Well, if you need some, you can't
put
the little book.
We wouldn't.
Yeah,
Praise Ahiah.
Praise Ahiah through Yeshua. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Ahiah. And what we were talking about was the, where the, Israelites was who Yeshua came to save to begin with. But then when they wouldn't believe, then it was opened up that the Gentiles could come. And praise Ahiah that everyone's given a chance to repent and to get right with Ahiah through Yeshua. And so take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Ahiah, praying always with all prayer and supplication
in the Spirit,
in the Spirit,
for all saints,
and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
I got close.
Yes, you did, my love. And
I need to study more, huh?
We both do. And so you need to keep the whole armor, and we all need to be telling others about our lives. You need to tell people about what Ahayah and Yeshayah did for your life.
Yeah.
If you've got them as your Savior, and if you've got Yeshayah as your Savior, you okay. need to be telling people.
You can't keep it hid.
Give them a chance to come to them.
Shine the light. That's what we're trying to do here on these broadcasts and wherever we go.
That's right. And we're going to be in the book.
That was not good for it. The whole scripture book just hit the floor. And I know y'all hear all these background noise, but just pay attention to the word. Don't pay attention to all the noises in the background.
That's right, because we got the AC over and we needed it. It's like 87 degrees outside. But praise Ahayah, it's getting warmer. It's not winter, you know, anymore.
Praise Ahayah. But anyway, and I'm in the kitchen because I have to do what I have to do. We have a home and our
fried mushrooms, praise Ahayah.
Our office is in our home.
In our motor home.
Yes.
Home. Praise Ahayah. And so we're going to be in page 220 of the Essene Gospel of Peace, which would be in the second chapter. And we'll start in the middle of it. And Yeshayah spoke to them to lift your eyes to heaven. When all men's eyes are on the ground, it's not easy to worship at the feet of the messengers. This is part of the communions. When all men worship only fame and riches, is not easy. But the most difficult of all is to think the thoughts of the messengers, to speak the words of the messengers, and to do as messengers do. And one man spoke, but Master, we are but men. We are not messengers. How then can we hope to walk in their ways? Tell us what we must do. So what he's saying here is for us to lift our eyes to heaven. You know, when all men's eyes are facing down, you know, to the ground.
Yeah.
When you're walking, a lot of times you're looking down at the ground. But he's saying...
Boy, was really explaining Ephesians, though, the whole armor.
Yeah.
You just didn't finish that?
Yeah, we got on there and...
Oh, but what, did we finish it all? All of Ephesians, the whole armor? I didn't recall. I know we had an interruption.
Yeah, afterwards we
I didn't read
where it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Ahayah, praying always with all prayer and
yes.
supplication
and
in the Spirit.
And we got interrupted after that, I think, shortly.
And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Yes.
That was where you was saying that and didn't get it all. You got up to praying always with all prayer and supplication in the
yeah.
Spirit. And then you said for all saints. So you basically had it right. but and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And y'all know armor, the full armor is truth, righteousness, and peace, faith, salvation, and the word of Ahayah, and prayer, and supplication. That is the whole armor of Ahayah. How you bless
you. And have been pretty bad around here. The trees.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
How you bless you. And so we need to keep that full armor on. And we're fixing to be into the Essenes.
It's been a while since we've read.
And so we're going to do a short read. Praise Ahayah, because we're 31 minutes in. And Yeshayah spoke to them to lift your eyes to heaven. When all men's eyes are on the ground, is not easy. That's right. It's not easy if you're walking and you're trying to put your eyes up above to heaven, you know, when you're walking, to worship at the feet of the messengers, when all men worship only fame and riches. Is not easy. Think about that.
Yeah.
A lot of men just, they worship fame and riches.
Yep.
Stuff that is only temporary. Like big houses, cars, fancy cars. All that money. Like we were talking about a little while ago on there about the we're full-time evangelists, and some people,
they don't like it because they don't understand.
That's right. They think that we should just be working, staying home when you get off work.
Well, you know how the world does things.
Party on the weekends and then do it again. You know, because they don't, some of them don't believe like we do.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't like going to the lake and going camping. But when I do, I let my light shine.
That's right.
I don't be living like the world. There's a difference. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You got to show that you are a child of the living Ahayah.
Shine the light and let the whole world see.
And you don't go out and act like the world, because you won't. You just be looking like them. That people be like, well, there ain't nothing different about them. I don't know. I mean,
but if it'll get me to heaven, I'll just say that prayer and then I can do what I want to do, like the world. But then you're supposed to keep the commandments. And he says,
and a lot don't even the world. Know. There's a lot that don't even know you're still supposed to be.
I know.
Or the Sabbath. Or the feast. Instead, they do Christmas and Easter and Halloween, Valentine's, and what else?
I know, that seemed odd to me about
the kids are here.
Oh. Okay. Bitch about me. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of all of this riches of the world stuff. What was that you just read there? Read that one more time.
To worship at the feet of the messengers when all men worship only fame and riches.
Fame and riches. All men.
Is not easy. But the most difficult of all is to think the thoughts of the messengers.
And so for those of you that might be just joining in, we're reading from the
Essene Gospel of Peace.
And what a great read this has been. And boy, I'll tell you, the old enemy tries to throw everything up to keep us from reading.
Yeah, a couple of interruptions.
During the broadcast, which, you know, it's fine, but you know how the enemy will do distractions.
Yes, he will.
And so, but you just keep on keeping on, and everyone out there, I know you're going through things in your own life, and we're here to share and encourage and shine the light in this dark world. And if you have a praise report, a prayer request, or a testimony, there's a number that's available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
And that number is 407-476-7163.
And you can even text it if for some reason you cannot call at the time. If you have a prayer that you need to be, you know, you just need to have prayer. You don't have to tell us what it is. Ahaya knows.
That's right.
So, or if you have a testimony. Maybe you'd like to sing a song. You might need to be married if you're a man and a woman. You might need to get baptized if you've never been baptized in Ahaya, Yeshaya, the Ruach Kadosh, for the remission of sins and the sins of our forefathers.
That's right.
And we can help you there.
Yes,
praise
we
Ahaya.
Can.
Ahaya. This
praise
word
Ahaya.
Is good, y'all.
Don't delay. Repent today. And I like that shirt that my beautiful wife got on.
Shirt?
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. And we got this shirt where?
Tennessee, I think, wasn't
what?
It?
Kentucky.
Or Kentucky at Roses?
Middlesboro at Roses. We have beautiful birds, y'all, because we feed them and water them. There's the cardinal coming in to the feeder. The
praise
red one.
Ahaya.
He's coming through. They come in right before sunset. They eat about three times a day. Morning, noon, and evening.
Just like people do.
Sometimes.
Praise Ahaya.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Know. We don't always.
No, we don't. But praise Ahaya.
And speaking of eating, you know, there's been a lot of changes done in our diet because we found that we don't believe that Yeshaya ate meat.
No,
we know for a fact he didn't, really, because eating of meat didn't come until
the giants after the flood. I mean, came before the flood because they were eating. But the
did I make a mistake?
No, you didn't. But it was after the fall.
Yeah.
But
after the garden. They didn't eat it then.
But for the Ahaya told, well, according to what the scripture says, Ahaya told Noah after the flood.
And we believe that the words were changed.
Yep. And that some of the stuff, like the animal meat, was added into it.
There's so much, y'all. You just have to open up your mind.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when you use your third eye. That's your mind's eye. Not to be used in Hinduism. Please do not even grab that and go with it on Hinduism, you know.
No.
But, you know, there's evil. If you don't watch, it's lurking around all the time. And, you know, they want to do good and call it, they want to do evil and call it good is what it is.
And then they want the good called evil.
Uh-huh. So anyway, we're reading from this wonderful book here, and we do another read from the KJV, but we read from the Yahsat, which is the clean version of the KJV, we call it. But this is the Essene Gospel.
Yeah, this is the Essene Gospel.
And we believe that Yeshaya was an Essene.
Yes, we do.
He was a Nazarene.
But the most difficult of all is to think the thoughts of the messenger, to speak the words of the messenger, and to do as messengers do. And
what do messengers do?
Well, and one man spoke, but Master, we are but men. We are not messengers. Mm-hmm. How then can we hope to walk in their ways? Tell us what we must do. So they're asking Yeshaya what they must do to walk like the messengers, to think the thoughts, you know, and do as the messengers do. And Yeshaya spake, as the son inherits the land of his father, so have we inherited a consecrated land from our fathers.
So and y'all will definitely want to go back in the archives and listen to these reads.
Yeah. And there'll be the Essene Gospel of Peace.
And discussion. And praise
discussion,
reports and all.
Yeah.
You know, and if you would like the book, you can get it for about $25
from Amazon.
And we always are sharing about it, so just go to Amazon and look up the Essene Gospel of Peace, and it's got Yeshaya.
The Essene Humane Gospel of Yeshaya, including the Essene Gospel of Peace. And to to do as messengers do, and one man spoke, but Master, we are but men, we are not messengers.
Mm-hmm.
How then can we hope to walk in their ways? Tell us what we must do.
Yes.
And Yeshaya spake, as the son inherits the land of his father, so have we inherited a consecrated land from our fathers. The land is not a field to be plowed, but a place within us.
Yes.
Where we may build our consecrated temple. And even as a temple must be raised, stone by stone, so will I give to you those stones for the building of the consecrated temple. That which we have inherited from our fathers. So he's saying a place within us.
Yes.
And our temple is that must be raised stone by stone, so will I give to you those stones for the building of the consecrated temple, that which we have inherited from our fathers. And their fathers' fathers. And all the men gathered around Yeshaya, and their faces shone with desire to hear the words which would come from his lips. And he lifted his face to the rising sun, and the radiance of its rays filled his eyes as he spoke. The consecrated temple can be built only with the ancient communions. these which are spoken, those which are thought, and those which are lived. For if they are spoken only with thy mouth, they are as a dead hive, which the bees have forsaken, that gives to more honey. Communions are a bridge between man and the messengers, and like a bridge can be built only with patience, yea, even as the bridge over the river is fashioned stone by stone, as they are found by the water's edge. Okay, what's it saying here is the consecrated temple can be built only with the ancient communions that are spoken and thought, which are lived. And if they are spoken only with the mouth, then they are dead, because you've got to thank it and live it. Because the concept, the temple would be your body.
That's right.
And so between man and the messengers, you know, and like a bridge, it can be built only with patience, even as the bridge over the river is fashioned stone by stone, as they are found by the water's edge. And the communions are 14 in number.
Wow.
As the messengers of the Heavenly Father, number 7. And the messengers of the earthly mother, number 7.
Israeli News Live is coming on live here in a few minutes.
About the Holy Land attack.
Yeah, I was just looking, you know, for notifications. It says Middle East escalation, Iran-Israel war. He'll be coming on at 6:39, but Israel, he's probably over there.
But the thing about it, though, is that's not the true Israel.
So it's morning over there. It's coming morning, and he'll be coming on live. And y'all can listen to Israeli News Live on YouTube.
Stephen Ben-Dineen.
Mm-hmm. And he's also on Facebook, but you probably won't be able to send a request. But he knows the name is Yeshaya. We can tell you that.
He knows the name Ahiah. I don't know about Yeshaya.
Oh, was it Ahiah? I knew he knew. I thought it was Yeshaya. So, but anyway.
At least he knows the Heavenly Father's true name. Mm-hmm. But he says Yeshua for...
We believe once you know the name to be the name that... You know, maybe all the ones that are still calling upon all the other names, they really believe that.
Yeah.
You know, just like we believe and know.
That Ahadiah
is.
To them, they think.
They think we're wrong. And we think they're wrong. But I don't believe we are.
I don't either.
Because if they would do the research,
they would find
and put all the pride away and all the deception and the lies, they would see the truth, because we saw it and we're not being deceived. And we know that whenever Yeshaya comes back, he's coming back with another name that no man knows except he himself.
Yes, so we believe that Yeshaya's the name.
But that's, you know, all of those that call upon Yeshaya will be saved. That's what we believe. But now, another, you know,
but what about the ones calling on Jesus, calling on Yeshua? I mean, they could...
You know, it's just like what I was trying to say. it's, you know, whatever you believe. And, you know,
some people may believe Buddha or that one in front of CERN, you know.
And like the Seal Portion teaches, you know, they don't believe that it really matters about the name. But we believe that once you know the name, it does matter.
That's right. Because he doesn't want to be called Baali.
Why would you want to call him any other name besides his own? And if you know it to be Ahayah, and that's the truth, and Yeshaya, why would you be calling him another name? Yeshua, or, you know, Jesus, or Yahweh, or all of those. I couldn't do it.
Or Yahweh, or Jehovah, or any of these other names.
God, you know. If I'm going to call him God, I'm going to call him Almighty Father God. But I call him Almighty Father God Ahayah. That's his name. He doesn't, you know, that's what we believe, y'all.
Or Ahayah Elohim.
And if you truly believe these other gods' names and that's who you want to call upon, that's what you do. But we're going to call upon the one we know, and we're going to share these praise reports that we've been praying about.
That's right.
These prayer requests that are going to become praise reports, okay? And I know this. And in order to receive some things from, you've got to be cleansed.
Yeah.
And, you know, from all unrighteousness.
Not some, but all unrighteousness.
And then, you know, like, we believe that having eating meat like we did had something to do with some of the problems that we're having today in our health.
Yeah.
So about 5 years is what we've been told it takes after you don't eat meat to become free of these things.
And so then, you don't want to eat animal meat. I mean,
and there's a fast,
you may be
there's a fast that you can go back in this book.
Yeah.
And it's a fast that we have to do.
And it includes taking enema.
You know, I don't believe it's every day, but I believe it would be it however often you think.
Yeah.
It's something we got to pray about and study about, y'all. And the Essenes know. And we'll be talking to them. Because that's who we should go to about the fast. We haven't done that. To Yakanon or Ebionite.
Probably Ebionite.
Well, I would go to Yakanon too. He's an Essene.
Well, Sea Truth told us not to do it as like every day. He done it, you know, for
he
a month or two.
He said it almost killed him, didn't he?
But he's 19 years old. I mean, he's probably about 20
oh,
now.
Father, I know he's okay wherever he's at. I just know it.
I believe it, too, that he's
y'all,
okay.
If you're listening, you can look him up on YouTube. It's big capital letters all, S-E-E, with the hyphen, the minus sign, and Truth.
Yeah, T-R-U-T-H, C-Truth.
And he was just a little young lad that came across, and through someone listening to our broadcast, sent us the book that he teaches from, which is this book that we're reading from. And we do a praise and a prayer and a testimony and a discussion. That gives you the opportunity out there as a part of the body of Yeshaya, or Christ, we call Yeshaya,
to be able to
call or text.
And we'll put it on the broadcast.
And we'll do a special broadcast, won't we? And yep. Bring everybody up to date and play the calls.
Yes, we
will.
And it's
a beautiful, beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
To watch the power of Haya.
And that number is 407-476-7163.
And we had some interruptions, so, during the broadcast, but we managed to get a read, right?
Get some, yeah. We're doing pretty good, praise
the Lord. So we're leaving off at page...
Page 223.
And we've been... what was the title of this message?
The Essene Gospel of Peace, and it would be part, I think, 14 or 15. With discussion.
Mm-hmm. So y'all can listen back also in the archives, or you can order the book as well.
Because we can't, on the title, can't go more than 80 or 90 letters on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep it more or less like that. And
more like that.
Praise the Higher forever. And do not take the vaccine, y'all.
Repent. Don't take any more. And we're praying for everybody out there. And we just praise Ahaya that I've been able to see some of my grandchildren that I haven't seen in a while. And today, they came from Texas to where we are here in Oklahoma.
And they'll be, praise Ahaya, when they get back after a while, you'll be able to see them some more.
Yes, they're going to stay the night here.
And Ahaya bless you.
It's the tree pollen. So you all, I know for those out there that have allergies, I feel it tickling. So, but it's all good. Ahaya will move us soon and we'll be out of the allergy weather.
That's right. And try not to eat animal flesh. We've got people telling us a little chicken and hamburgers won't hurt, but what about those animals? I mean, tell those animals it did hurt them when they were killed. You know, they feel it just like we would, and it's something. The animals that are killed to eat are the ones that are grass-fed. They won't go after the Iran has launched an attack against Israel. Anytime headlines.
It's all over this.
Well, we all knew that that was going to happen because Israel did something to Iran, killed a top Iran general in Syria. So Iran was getting their retaliation for it, you know.
We'll try to do another broadcast after a while, you all.
Hopefully a Mixler.
Yes. Because you pray for us because the old enemy is trying to keep us from shining the light.
And trying to keep us from doing broadcasts because we had 3 interruptions on this one.
Yeah. Even the power went out.
But praise Ahaya, though,
when it came back, it's just because it was an overload on the circuit.
No, you said the devil didn't want these pancakes being made.
I know, but praise Ahaya, these pancakes are beautiful. He didn't let nothing. My husband hurried up, and he went over there and tripped that breaker, And he's going to have him some pancakes. And so am I, I pray. You know.
Y'all be blessed in Yeshua's mighty name. Peace and shalom.
Much love. Call in 407-476-7163 or text 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.